We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming back to the program a member of the faculty at the George Washington University School of Medicine. He is the president of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine and the author of a number of books, including the 21-Day Weight Loss Kickstart. His latest, Your Body in Balance, The New Science of Food, Hormones, and Health. We welcome back Neil Barnard. Dr. Barnard, welcome. Good to have you with us again.
Well, it's good to be back.
Some very interesting research done recently in regard to women's health that we want to really focus on in our conversation today. And the first point that stands out is that some 80% of women claim that menopause leads to some health issues and challenges for them.
Well, it sure does. And menopause is a time when Mother Nature's idea is just, well, this is the end of our reproductive years. We've got other things to do. However, it's for many women, it's a time when all the health issues come together. She may have hot flashes that bother her during the day and wake her up at night, and they can, for some women, be really severe. And in addition, she might feel cognitively, I'm just not myself. What's going on? And what, of course, what's going on is hormonal shifts that are like a bit of a roller coaster. And she starts also worrying about weight gain and maybe cholesterol and what does the future hold. So we've been tackling all of those things, and we found some great answers, and they relate not to medicine, but they relate to what we are eating, and we found that we can do quite a lot to address them.
Yeah, and that's wonderful news indeed, because I know a lot of us are reluctant, don't want to be taking meds if we can avoid that. And what your study showed is that for a whole lot of women, there can be menopause relief without drugs just by altering what you eat.
That's right. We took a leaf out of the epidemiology book. In other words, if you look around the world, you see that the experience is really very different. In Japan, back in the 1980s, women really didn't have much hot flashes. Maybe 15% of women had anything like a hot flash, and they were pretty mild. And then when the diet started westernizing, when fast food came into Japan, they had a lot more hot flashes. So that made the light bulb go off in our head. What was unique about that diet? It was actually really two things. The diet was, it was not my kind of Fargo, North Dakota diet of roast beef and steak and pork chops. It was more rice-based, and vegetables were kind of at the forefront. And also they had a lot of soy products. And that's important because soy products have what are called isoflavones. They're natural compounds that are famous because they reduce breast cancer risk, but they also can tackle hot flashes, it appears. So what our research team did is we said, all right, let's put this together. Let's bring in a group of women who are really suffering from hot flashes. Let's take 12 weeks and have half of them do nothing, just stick with what they're doing, and the other half are going to go to an entirely plant-based diet. Yes, they'll have rice and beans and vegetables, but they could have spaghetti with tomato sauce or a bean burrito or veggie fajitas, or they could have sushi if it was a vegetable sushi, whatever. But we also added a half a cup of soybeans to their diet every day, non-GMO soybeans. And that combination of the plant-based diet plus a half a cup of soybeans knocked out their hot flashes. It led to an 84% drop in the moderate to severe hot flashes within 12 weeks' time. And they just felt rejuvenated. And we also have been studying weight. And the same kind of diet brings weight down and keeps that weight off. We've tracked this now for 2.5 years in the same individuals. And it's quite striking to see what just a simple diet change can do.
Well, and we've talked about the power of a plant-based diet before with you. And you mentioned weight loss, but also things like heart disease, breast cancer, cognitive issues can all be improved through that plant-based diet.
Well, that's really so important at this time of life. And this is true both for men and for women. You're 50. You're sitting on the exam table in your doctor's office, and the doctor's looking at your cholesterol test, maybe not too happy, and you think, it's become like maybe my parents, if they developed any of these conditions. And there is no time like the present to make a diet change. So when we work with people who would say, I want to be healthier, I want to feel younger, the real key is to focus on the short term. Don't think about, okay, for the rest of my life, I'm never going to have a big, 20 to 20 ounce steak. Think just right now, what am I going to do this week, next week, the week after that? And if you focus on these short time periods, that allows you to really put the pedal to the metal, to really follow a really good, healthy, clean diet. And that is what causes the results to come in. You're losing weight faster. If you have diabetes, your blood sugar is dropping more decisively. Your hot flashes might be flat out gone or greatly reduced. That then rewards you to want to do it again the next week. And these just little by little, week by week experiences add up to what ends up being a life-changing experience.
We're talking with Dr. Neil Barnard here on Downtown, and you mentioned that much of this applies to men as well, and some promising work in treating erectile dysfunction through changes in the diet.
Well, this was something that, I have to tell you, we discovered it kind of by accident. We brought in a group of men for a study, and this was for men who had advanced diabetes. They'd had diabetes for a long time, to the point where it was affecting their nerves, pains in their feet. We call it neuropathy. And I had one participant in the study who was a jazz musician. And he would say, you know, when the neuropathy hits me, it also hits my hands. So I can't play my bass for more than a song or two without resting and shaking it out. And he started the diet. It was a vegan diet. It was a completely vegan diet. But he said, this is great. This is easy. I can do this. And after a week or two, he started losing weight. After about 10 weeks, 12 weeks, something like that, he said, I can play my bass again. You know, I'm not having trouble like I was before. But then about 2 weeks after that, he came into our center. We would meet every week. And he said, I got to tell you, my erectile dysfunction is gone. And it's not magic at all. What happens is, if you're on a plant-based diet, there's no cholesterol in the food. There's no animal fat in the food. And so your cholesterol level plummets. And when that happens, arteries start to reopen. And where you really see this is in the arteries to a man's private parts. So a guy who's been using Viagra week after week, and it's kind of not working very well, when they do this approach, give it about maybe 8 weeks or so, and the arteries just open up, and he's, I got to tell you, just rejuvenated. I'm not sure how his wife feels about it at that point, but the guy feels a whole lot better.
What role does our diet play as well in depression and anxiety?
You know, we did a study that explored this a number of years ago, and this was a bit of an accident too, really, I have to say. We were working with GEICO Insurance, and the reason we were working with GEICO is just their national headquarters is about three blocks from my office. And so they had 2,500 employees in their building, and some of them had some weight issues or wanted to improve their diabetes, so we worked with the health director there, and we did a study at GEICO, and we published quite a number of papers from the studies that we've done with them. Bottom line, though, we found that, yes, a plant-based diet, if you just have the foods in your cafeteria, maybe a weekly class for your employees, it is really rejuvenating. However, not just did patients lose weight, and not just did their diabetes improve. We started noticing people saying, there's something about my mood. I'm just feeling better, and my depression is lifting. Or if they had anxiety, the anxiety was lifting. And quite often they would have both. You have the kind of flip sides of the same issue. And so we started using paper and pencil tests to check mood as time went on. And it's true. Mood gets better, and then also job absenteeism went way down. And other researchers have found the same. And we believe that it's because the diet is anti-inflammatory. And inflammation in the body can affect the mood. It can affect the brain. And secondly, the gut bacteria change within a matter of weeks on this healthy, high-fiber, plant-based diet, and your gut feeds back to the brain. And so we believe that those two things together explain the antidepressant effect that we kind of stumbled on by accident.
Now, does it make a difference whether you're using extracts, things like tofu, soy milk, or using whole soybeans?
Well, I think it does make a difference. Now they're all fine. And if somebody thinks tofu is a four-letter word, let me say that although when I was a kid growing up in Fargo, I never tasted it. And the first time I tasted it, I thought it's sort of like egg white, which it is. But then I had it made the right way. I think I was at a Chinese restaurant, a Sichuan or Hunan restaurant, where they made it, they spice it in this way that it becomes almost addictive. It's really a great food. But anyway, So tofu is fine, soy milk is fine, all those things are fine. However, if a woman has hot flashes that are really bothering her, I'd suggest that she buy the whole soybean. The reason is, if you use the whole soybean, it has the maximum content of isoflavones, which are the magic ingredient that knock out the hot flashes. So about a half a cup, put it in your Instant Pot or whatever pressure cooker you have. Cook them up for about 40 minutes until they become like pine nuts. And you just throw them on your salad or in a soup, or you can take them then and roast them in your oven, and they become like dry roasted peanuts and are they're sort of a natural medicine.
Well, this is certainly a wonderful news, this study for women, but really for everybody. And I would suggest, if you haven't done it already, get a copy of Dr. Barnard's book, Your Body in Balance. It's not only a terrific read, and I don't know if we talked about it last time, but some wonderful recipes. We've tried a couple. Love the coconut cauliflower curry, and those butternut breakfast tacos are amazing. And it's Lindsay Nixon who's responsible for coming up with those great recipes.
Yeah, Lindsay is terrific to work with. She makes recipes that get you out of the kitchen fairly quickly, so you don't have to spend your life there. The ingredients are familiar, and some of these recipes, I just adore them. There's one that is really good for about a month from now when it's getting cooler. There's one called Autumn Chowder, and we make this up. I don't know if you ever had a batch of a chowder or a chili or something. The first day, it's great. But you had some left in the fridge, and you pull it out the second day and heat it up.
Even better. Even better,
and
yes.
You have, you have a little bit the third day. Something about the spices, they kind of mature a little bit. And her Autumn Chowder is like that. It's a really hearty soup. You wouldn't know it doesn't have any cholesterol in it. It's just totally healthy.
Well, get your hands on the book, Your Body in Balance, The New Science of Food, Hormones, and Health. Great news there, and the results are pretty obvious. You eat the right things, and everything improves in your life, both body and mind. So it's great to have the chance to talk with you about it again. Dr. Neil Barnard, thank you. Barnard, thank you so much for coming back and visiting with us.
Well, it's been great talking with you again. Thank you.
Your Body in Balance. Dr. Neil Barnard on Downtown.